Listen up, podcasters. While you wait for Mick and Jane to get back on January 21st, we've got a little something to carry you through. This was Matthias Cormann's year on Kennedy Malloy.
Now, don't get overexcited, Jane, because we know you hold a candle for this man. Find him attractive. Has mentioned this many times on the program.
Not that many.
Well, we had a section. We had a segment called "I'd Give Him One," and you named.
I was under duress. Cormann. I had to come up with someone.
He's here with us now, Matthias Cormann.
Well, it's very nice to be here, and it's quite flattering, Jane, that you would say such a thing about me. I'm just a normal senator, or minister for finance, trying to do my job in these tough political and economic times, and that you find me attractive and would give me one, as they say. I would take one from you.
Mr. Cormann, it was when you actually
acting. I would definitely take one from you.
Really, you would?
Is that wrong to say in the workplace? I'm feeling a bit fruity and sweaty now.
It's a little bit hash me. Hashtag me too.
But you started it.
I was going to.
Me too, T-W-O.
You did start it.
No, it's because I thought you handled yourself very well when you stepped in for a very short period of time there as acting Prime Minister.
Malcolm Turnbull was overseas, and so was the Deputy Prime Minister, Julie Bishop. And so I was Prime Minister for a short time, and the people of Belgium were very proud.
They were.
Yes, because, I'm a migrant to this country, came here when I was a little fellow. And and then all of a sudden, hello, I'm Prime Minister now.
Yes,
I
like that's true.
So why did Turnbull get the arse? Well, can you tell me?
Only reiterate what I've already said to the press corps, and that was with a heavy heart. We went to visit the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, and told him that he had lost the support of the people that had previously supported him in the party, in the Liberal Party party room. And remember, Liberal Party party room is, they give you the Prime Ministership. So with that news, I said, it's time to retire, go to Italy or New York or wherever. And he started crying, and he'd writhing on the ground and urinated in his pants. Okay. And from that point, it was pretty much over.
So,
All right.
Backed by Michaela Cash and Mitch
Fifield.
I was
about to say, Michaela had your back.
Michaela, yeah. She was
on your
deeply,
back.
She was deeply emotional that day.
Yes.
Her hair was a little flatter than normal. You would have noticed not as much hairspray in the hair that day.
All right. Now, listen.
Clearly grieving.
Well, why didn't the Liberal Party send the who's this ScoMo? Why wouldn't we get him? Why are we talking to you?
Well, I can tell you why you're not speaking to the new Prime Minister, and that is because the Moon Man can't impersonate him. There's no chance of an impersonation there. Oh,
why?
So
why wasn't Matthias?
He's not very remarkable, ScoMo.
That's true.
So it's me for the time being.
But that's all right. We don't mind. Why do you think you're not?
Why that's amusing me? But
why aren't you Prime Minister?
Why aren't I Prime Minister? Maybe an accent that most people mistake for German isn't going to attract the votes if you need to get across the line for the Liberal Party. Huh. And, there's still a long memory to World War II, but I'm not German. I'm Belgian.
You're not German.
I want you to tell us a little bit about Belgium. That's Joseph Fritzl country, isn't it?
A lot of people are very cruel about Belgium. Some people say, Belgium's famous for pedophiles and chocolate, but that's not true. There's so much more going on in Belgium. First of all, did you know, Michael, that Adolfo Sax was born in Belgium?
Who's Adolfo Sax?
He invented the saxophone. And there's monuments and statues of saxophones all over Brussels.
I did not know that.
So indirectly, we are responsible for Kenny G, which is a downside. Of course, Tintin, was born in Belgium.
Read an episode of Tintin.
It's very
never
good.
I was an Asterix man.
Asterix,
man. Tintin.
You look like Asterix.
Look like Obelix.
That's right. That's the one. What else happened?
You're an Australian citizen.
I am an Australian citizen.
Yes, that was in 2000. And you're married, you're a Roman Catholic, and you're married to Hayley, who's
Hayley,
also
my
a
beautiful
lawyer.
Life.
And you have two daughters.
Two lovely daughters.
Do you keep them downstairs?
No, I don't. I have not got a torture chamber in my house, okay? So I just want to scotch all of those official type rumors. And it's not funny. I can hear the giggling. I think it's a little bit racist from you, Michael Malloy. It's not cool, as they say.
bolts and bits from the vault to tide you over summer. This is the best of Kennedy Malloy.
Let's look at what Scott has done this week.
He's thrown a football, kicked a football, caught a football.
He appeared in the Parliament, shaking the hand of the little girly man, Billy Shorten, who I call the Vibbly Wobbly Man.
The Vibbly Wobbly
with the little boobies and the weird head. Don't you feel like you're just, you know, he's got a big collar all the time. Can't find a shirt to fit him. And sometimes I want to slip my hand inside that shirt and just feel the little boobies on him. I'm kidding, of course.
Okay.
But because I'm in the Senate, he's in the House of Representatives. Now, but also, Scott is introducing maybe a bill to protect religious freedoms.
Right, yeah, and what does that mean?
Well, that means basically that the children will be able to do a nativity play at Christmas time. That's what it's all about.
Very important in
Christmas and Easter is protected forever. So, you know, the baby Jesus, and you've got Mary and Joseph and all the reindeers and all the other animals.
The wise men.
The wise men. Like at the end of Love, actually, where they have the Christmas play. Very tear-jerky. I love movies too.
Matthias, we love getting to know you.
Yeah,
and we're just slowly doing that.
Getting to know you. Getting to know all
Tell us a little bit more about the real... I mean, what's the real Matthias?
Well, I'm married.
Ever been in a group wank? Have you ever,
apologies, sir.
Not at all, because of course, we have. That's part of the Liberal Party initiation process. Very, very hard to maintain focus when Christopher Pyne is giggling so much. And, you know, he's a large man too, Christopher. He loves the submarines. I'm sorry, I got something caught in my throat there. But what else can I tell you about me? I'm wild and crazy guy sometimes.
Yes, I can see that. And you've got...
I go off-piste. When they get fish and chips, I put mayonnaise on my chippies. I say, to hell with the cholesterol. I just want more mayonnaise. And I go to the gymnasium too at Parliament House. My favorite exercise is the burpee. I get down and do the burpees.
What's maybe your wife's 20. Name?
My wife's name's Haley. Beautiful Haley.
Is she Australian?
Yes, I met her in the 80s, cutting up the rug at a nightclub. I can move, I tell you. And she is Australian, and so are my daughters. And,
what do you listen to? What kind of music do you like?
Well, I like all kinds of music. I like film soundtracks.
Yeah. Is that one in particular?
Well, Back to the Future is my favorite film of all time. Right. The Back to the Future series, Michael J. Fox's Marty McFly. And he goes back to the future, and his mum tries to crack onto him, which is weird. But
do you play any musical instruments?
I play the flute.
do you?
Of course I do.
I think it might be violin. You just got a little bit of Rieu in you.
Yes, I have got. I love André Rieu.
I would have thought so.
Oh, yes, and his Crystal Castle. I actually discovered André Rieu once when queuing at the post office because his records aren't available anywhere else.
Well, speaking of the post office, did you know that Jane collects stamps? She's a philatelist.
Really? Mm-hmm. A philatelist? What an interesting word that is, isn't it? When did you become involved in philately?
When I was a very young girl, yes, like very young.
You know, Tony Abbott's mad for stamps. He's not a philatelist. He just likes licking the back of the king's head.
This is the best of Kennedy Malloy and a few mediocre bits that managed to scrape through.
I've actually got a joke for you to start with today. It's a knock-knock joke.
Okay.
Which knock-knock jokes are invented in Belgium.
The timeless classics. They were not invented in Belgium.
They were so. The Belgians invented the door. So... Try arguing with it.
All right,
sounds logical, doesn't it? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Peter.
Peter who?
Scott Morrison.
I get it.
Peter Dutton, Scott Morrison. Oh. Knock, knock. Who's there? Peter who? Scott Morrison. It's very funny.
It's not good.
Jane loves that joke.
Did you make that up yourself?
No, it was doing the rounds in Canberra. Somebody from the Labour Party.
I still don't quite get it, though. It's not.
What do you mean?
Don't
dwell on it.
Okay, let's do it again. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Peter.
Peter who?
Scott Morrison. It's very funny.
It's not funny.
It is funny. You don't see the logic.
I don't see how it works.
Third time around, it's funnier.
Could you tell me?
Because
it was Peter
Dutton
and then
didn't get the job.
And then it wasn't Peter.
So you just say Peter put the who in there and then change it to
Scott Morrison.
Now stop it.
It's hilarious. Stop it.
You are dangerous.
You probably don't even like Oompa
Paa bands either. We should put a bloody in the middle of your name. Matthias Bloody Corman. He's with a routine like that.
What about that? Put a bloody in the joke. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Don't.
Peter.
Peter who?
Scott Bloody Morrison.
What did you say? You just said something interesting to me.
Scott Morton.
No.
I said you wouldn't even like oompa-pa bands.
I love oompa bands.
Yeah, but...
I look at people, and you know what I do sometimes? I go, could he play the tuba? And I look at guys and go, oh, he could play a tuba.
Yeah, I'm a he tuba guy.
You could play a tuba. I could play a tuba. Dave? You couldn't play a tuba.
What would I play?
No, you're fiddle. A saxophone guy.
Oh, thank you.
Or maybe a little clarinet, just piccolo, blowing away, tin whistle.
Don't look at me. I don't want to know. I don't want any of your instruments.
If you're playing tuba.
Bagpipes.
Want.
No, that's
how
cruel.
How dare you?
Yeah, how dare
Did you?
Did
you say bagpipe? Bagpipe you,
Matthias.
What's your instrument? Give us a call, 133-53.
Now, tell us. Now, what the hell is happening with Tony Abbott? I can't work out. Is he in or is he out? Does ScoMo like him or doesn't like him? He got pre-selected back into Warringah, and it wasn't popular with his own electorate, but are you guys copping it?
Well, I can tell you right now that Tony is universally hated. Okay, everybody hates Tony.
Well,
I should make a new show, Everybody Hates Tony. with Ray Romano playing Tony. Everybody hates Tony, but it's hard for him to kill him off, you know. We tried many times, but he's like a cockroach. And that he would survive, cockroach, and he would survive
that Belgium accent.
A thermonuclear winter. Yeah, yeah. Tony. Still a little cockroach in his dick stickers. Going for a swim.
Something I'm very concerned about is this aged care business.
Well, I'm all for the Royal Commission into aged care.
You are?
I think in Australia we take our oldies and we treat them badly. We have the highest capita of aged care in the world. You know, in Europe.
Oh, that's a terrible statistic.
Isn't it a terrible? That's right. You know, you're going on holiday, dump the puppies, put your oldies in a nursing home. That's what people do. And in Germany and in parts of Europe, Belgium, we keep the oldies at home, look after them.
Of course.
But, you know, we need a Royal Commission into, you know, the custard and the lasagna that they're serving the oldies.
The food they're eating is disgusting.
Absolutely, and it's not right if an oldie isn't doing what you want them to do. Don't hit them with Tupperware across the head. Don't vac an oldie with Tupperware.
Where are you getting this information from?
I saw it on Four Corners. People hitting oldies with Tupperware is not funny. Or kerosene baths aren't good either. No.
Ops.
It's not funny, Mike.
We can't help it. I'm laughing. Hey, what are you doing in your downtime? Give us an insight.
Oh,
I'd like a fascinating.
You want a little bit of a look into the personal life of Matthias Cormann?
Would you sit down with Mrs. Cormann? Do you watch TV?
Yes, me and Hayley love MasterChef. I'm quite a viz in the kitchen. I love it.
You're a viz.
I often cook a traditional Belgian breakfast, which is a nice warm hot chocolate, very sweet, with a waffle. And waffle.
The what?
Waffle.
What's on that?
A waffle. And a waffle
with maple syrup.
That's right. Waffle. You're pronouncing it correctly.
What about the famous chips and gravy?
Chips and mayonnaise.
What about Dungeon?
Mayonnaise. But I like Mexican food too. Spicy, like me. Burrito or some guacamole made with avocado.
As long as they're not serving that to the oldies. Can't thank you enough for coming in today.
It's always a pleasure.
You've been wonderful.
Knock, knock.
He's there. There's Peter. The door.
This is the best of Kennedy Malloy.
I'd noticed that you gone a little bit populist and had Malcolm Turnbull in here. Who lost the confidence of the Liberal Party room, and but he has popped his head up again on Q&A, and did you read today that people are now wanting him expelled from the Liberal Party because he is backing the independent in the seat Warringah against Tony Abbott. Want him expelled from the Liberal Party.
What do you think about that?
I think that he's probably a wrecker now, and it should go, because he not only lost the Liberal Party room, he's lost the confidence of all of the members. It's not easy speaking with this accent.
But keep going, because
sometimes my mouth... It actually has a spasm. And
you know, the funny thing is, when Matthias is speaking, he's always got a smile on his face.
Yeah.
Because I think it's helpful.
I think it's helpful too. But if you see me on the television, I'm always smiling. I'm a happy chap.
You are.
Although I had a very miserable childhood. My father was an alcoholic, and that's the truth. That is the truth.
Most people are
wrong. Yeah, no, he had really? I mean, I. That got a little bit meta then. No.
So you're doing my head in, Matthias.
I'm doing my own head in.
Matthias,
I'm Matthias Cormann. I'm talking about my own life.
All right.
Okay.
What about the breakdown in talks between the US and China at APEC at the moment? What do you think about that?
Straight into the tough stuff, the international relations. I think the talks in Port Moresby broke down because most of the world leaders wanted to get the hell out of Port Moresby. I don't think it's a great place to have some kind of symposium with the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation.
No.
And the US and China, of course, what means when they have a trade war, all the prices go up for Chinese goods, or all the toys for Christmas going up, apart from the ones made by Santa Claus. But of course, he doesn't make them. The pixies and the elves do, and I don't think they're being paid award wages. So maybe off to the Fair Work Tribunal there.
You're all over this, aren't you? All right, now ScoMo was on the news. He was commandeering a ship.
ScoMo?
Yes. What, is this the real deal?
Well, he was on a ship. I don't know whether you noticed, but he was on an Australian destroyer or cruiser, and he was being kept on the bridge. And it reminded me of Captain Schettino on the Costa Concordia. I thought anything would happen here. I think, maybe ScoMo's out of his depth, but he was playing the captain, saying, the PM here, you are cleared to land. And it also reminded me of Captain Pugwash. Do you remember that?
What about the skipper from Gilligan's Island?
What about Captain Steubing?
Yes, Captain Steubing, you've glazed over Captain Pugwash. Do you remember that on the ABC?
I don't remember Captain Pugwash.
Who
the hell was Captain Pugwash?
There was a lot of double entendre. It was a little animated show out of England, and there was... on that show, there were characters that were given naughty names, like Seaman Staines and Roger the Cabin Boy. It's the truth.
Roger the Cabin Boy.
It's the truth. I remember watching it as a child, but none of that occurred to me at the time. I mean, what is a pugwash anyway?
I don't know what a pugwash is.
He never washed a pug, Captain. Yeah.
Could you need a name like a ScoMo? Like a...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like what would my name be?
Macco.
Maddie C.
Mako.
MC.
Makoa.
MC Cormann.
Yeah, the cormorant.
Ah!
Yeah, some kind of fishing bird.
The cormorant.
The cormorant.
Look out, the cormorant's crossing the floor.
What a great... Yeah, that's a great tag, the cormorant.
That was just a little of Kennedy Malloy before they come back with brand new shows on Jan 21. Thanks for subscribing to the podcast, and we'll see you soon.